This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
An article from AgriPulse says the EPA gave a lift to the renewable fuels industry by finalizing biofuel usage mandates for 2017 higher than originally proposed. The agency announced Wednesday that it's requiring 19.28 billion gallons of total renewable fuel to be blended with conventional fuel under the renewable volume obligation. That includes 15 billion gallons of conventional corn ethanol, a 200 million gallon increase from EPA's May proposal, and the same level set as the annual target in the 2007 energy law. The May proposal called for total usage of 18.8 billion gallons, with the potential for 14.8 billion gallons of corn ethanol. Newly announced president for the Illinois Corn Growers Association, Justin Durden, who's a farmer from Utica, responded to the EPA's announcement by saying that Illinois corn growers are happy to give credit to the EPA for setting the renewable volume obligation blend number at the 15 billion gallon mark. He said it's consistent with what the industry is producing, and it also meets the statutory expectation that's set forth by Congress in the renewable fuel standard. He added that being said, it's a volume number that by law should have been adhered to from 2015 forward. He also mentioned that the renewable fuel standard is an important part of the ethanol demand for corn farmers, but it's just one path toward moving more of our homegrown fuel into a market that's looking for high-octane, low-carbon fuel choices at the pump. He said that the Illinois Corn Growers Association looks forward to continuing their work with the EPA. In other news, Monsanto is working to give back to rural communities through their America's Farmers programs. Brian Leek serves as their advocacy and communications manager, and he has the details on how you can get involved.
Our America's Farmers program is really a kind of an overarching opportunity for Monsanto and really supported and funded by our Monsanto Fund to reach out to local and rural communities and help make an impact in those areas. And in our first program that really has a deadline at the end of the month, so it's kind of urgent for farmers to enroll in this, is Grow Communities. The idea behind that program is that we want farmers to tell us how to best spend these dollars in their local communities. So the way it works is once farmers enroll in the program, and it's very simple to do, they can go to www.growcommunities.com or even call 1-877-267-3332 to enroll. Just some very basic information. Once they're enrolled, they will be eligible to win and subsequently decide where a $2,500 grant from the Monsanto Fund might go. So it can go to any local non-for-profit organization. And in the past, we've had, you know, schools, FFA or 4-H organizations, food pantries, any whatever is near and dear to that farmer's heart and whatever makes the most sense in the community. So we're really excited to, again, help out in this way. We're planning to give $3 million to this program again this year. And since the program's inception in 2010, we've given more than $23 million to rural communities. So, again, it's something that is near and dear to our hearts here at Monsanto and Monsanto Fund.
Well, I think that is a great program and wonderful to be helping those communities, and a great opportunity for farmers to get involved with Monsanto as well. Now, not only do you work with the communities, you're also working with students and have some scholarship opportunities.
That's exactly right. I mean, the great thing about America's Farmers is all the programs within it. So we talked about Grow Communities, but Grow Ag Leaders and Grow Rural Education are two other programs. They're all farmer-centric programs, but they touch a different focal point on each. Grow Communities, very community-focused. Grow Ag Leaders is a scholarship program. We partnered with the National FFA organization, and they're helping us administer these scholarships to worthy students who want to pursue a career in ag. So in different ag-related fields, we want to be able to support them. More than $500,000 this year is available in scholarships, and that equates to more than 350 $1,500 scholarships. And this program opens on November 15th. We're asking farmers to help amplify that program, tell students they know, you know, whether it's their kids, relatives, or even students in the community about the program, make them aware, have them go on and apply. And again, they can go to www.growcommunities.com GrowAgLeaders.com for more information, or even to the FFA site, which is FFA.org/scholarships to apply. But we're really wanting students to understand that this opportunity is out there, and we want to create the Ag Leaders of tomorrow.
Also, another great program Monsanto has to offer, and there is yet a third. So, Brian, fill us in on what that is.
There is. The third program launches in January, and it's called Grow Rural Education. And the idea is that we ask farmers, when the time comes, to nominate a school district, a local school district, who then will be eligible to apply for grants of either $10,000 or $25,000. So these districts can put together grant proposals for projects such as updating technology, or maybe it's lab equipment or building a greenhouse. So we really try to focus on science and math with these proposals. One unique part of this program is that we have a team of educators that this panel helps call down the submissions, but then there is a farmer group that helps us decide the winners. So not only do farmers kick off the program by nominating eligible schools, but they also kind of end it by helping us decide who the winning schools are.
And if you'd like to get involved in any of the programs that Brian mentioned, the best way to find more information is to visit americasfarmers.com. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.